free talk live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-453. And that is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733 into the new year, although I guess you guys started that off last night, Mark. I wasn't here for the Sunday show.
That's right. We did the live Sunday New Year's Day edition of Free Talk Live. We do it 7 days a week. It's amazing.
Right. Yep, and apparently for some reason you're here tonight. Normally you take Mondays off, so I guess you ran out of things to do.
Well, my wife's away in Florida, and what am I going to do? Sit around at the house by myself?
I'm like your wife away from your wife.
Yeah, that's great.
1-855-450-FREE, except without the cuddling.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I prefer that.
So you can bring up anything you want here. It's 2012, new year, same old show. We're here to talk to you about anything. Same rules apply. You can dial in at 855-453. There's, of course, lots in the news. Ron Paul is still doing well in the polls from what I've seen there in Iowa. And, of course, their primary.
One of those PPP polls that just came out put him in just ahead by a little bit. So, Ron Paul. I'd have to look it up. There's a bunch of polls, and I'm, you know, frankly, I can't claim to know everything about these polling organizations. You know, there's a bunch of different polls to look at, and one of them has him slightly ahead. He could very well take Iowa or certainly make a good showing. And as we have explained already, things have changed in the Republican primary, which means that he's certainly going to get some delegates out of this.
All right. So, if you want to comment on the Ron Paul thing, you're certainly welcome to do so. Also in the news, a 54-year-old man has been beaten by the police in a drug raid where, of course, they didn't find any drugs. So we can tell you that story as well as whatever might happen to be on your mind. But what I wanted to start out with tonight is an update on something we talked about last month. And you can see over, if you go to freetalklive.com, of course, you know, as always, you can control the content of the site. You can add different show prep suggestions to it and then vote on what other people's suggestions are. But if you visit freetalklive.com, you'll notice something new. In the left-hand column, it's a chip-in. And it's a temporary chip, and it's not going to be there all year or anything like that. It's only going to be there for a couple weeks. And the reason why it's there is because last month we challenged the other talk show hosts in this particular time slot in the industry in the United States, Michael Savage, as he is called, and Mark Levin. These are the two, you know, big dogs, if you will, in the nighttime talk radio. And they had this,
and they were getting a little scrappy.
Right, they had a little spat last month.
And so Free Talk Live didn't leave them alone just to scrap it out on their own. Michael Savage offered $1 million to Newt Gingrich to get out of the race because he was going to mess it up for...
Now we're playing the repeat again.
I have audio on here, GCN. Are we good to go? Board up, just come on and tell me I'm on the air, if you would. Which assume that we are ready to go here. It's 855-450-3733. This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We are definitely having some...
Possibly live, yeah. Possibly live Sunday edition.
If you're listening, we're certainly alive.
hey, sometimes it happens in radio.
What's that? Are we on?
We're live, yeah. He's...
Okay, great.
Thank you. Okay, Charles.
855-450-3733. Thank you, Charles, for solving our little technical difficulty there. This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733 and you know, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We also have a completely interactive website where you can go and upload stories, blog posts, news articles, videos, whatever you want to link to. You can do that at freetalklive.com. People will vote up your entry, vote it down. You can do the same with others, and that's how we make this that website work. Lots of people go there, and you can get your news stories seen by lots of folks. Certainly more than, say, your Facebook feed page thing. So
probably true, yeah.
Probably. I mean, there's somebody out there that really has a bunch of people. I don't know how that works entirely. 855-450-3733. Now, Stephanie, I know you don't spend a lot of your time watching these debates that go on with the presidential
yeah, that's
thing,
funny.
But one thing I'm reasonably certain of is that the Republicans are going to pick somebody to be their nominee.
That is true.
Sometime in the next in this next few months.
I feel kind of like I have to defend myself a little bit here. I mean,
How's
I
that?
Well, not really. I mean, not like I'm being attacked, but I mean, the reason I don't pay too much attention to like the political debates and stuff is because, you know, it's not good for my mental health, I think. You know, it's just not something I'm too interested in, and I don't follow it for that reason. I'm not going to say that it's immoral or anything, you know, like a lot of people get worried about that.
I unplugged from the news for more than a full year at one point, and, you know, there's some value to it. There's some value to saying that, you know, I'm just going to live my life peacefully. I'm not saying that there weren't bumps in the road or anything like that, but I do find myself hollering at the people on the TV or the radio on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
Week. And
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the danger, I think, sometimes, is that people can get really caught up in it. And it's not like I live under a rock. I try to be aware of what's going on, especially when it comes to something that relates to an idea, right?
Right.
But I'm not like a news junkie.
Sure. And a political junkie is kind of an offshoot of the news junkie phenomenon.
Yeah, definitely.
And
especially the political news. I find it to be... You know, a lot of the language that they use is just kind of like fighting words, you know, hostile kind of things, and it sort of raises my blood pressure, you know, whenever I see it.
Yeah, and I think to some extent that's what it's meant to do.
Really like that. Some people who listen to talk radio really like that, right?
Yeah, I think that the news tends to be aimed at getting you upset. And if you watch the local news, you'll see it's about fear and upset and things like that. I mean, you know, if it's not fires and mudslides and tornadoes, it's...
shark attack?
It's killings.
I saw this very interesting... it was a news piece, but it was like a critique of the other news, I guess. And they were saying... I think it was from John Stossel, and he was saying that one summer it was like, you know, right after a presidential election, there was essentially no political news, and other news was slow. So they made this piece about shark attacks and how they were on the rise, and you had to be afraid of the sharks coming
out. Afraid of the sharks.
And it was just total bunk, because there wasn't really a significant risk to most people of being attacked by a shark, but they just wanted something to, like, be interesting on the news, right?
People are scared of sharks, and the news seems to be about fear, you know, fear and upset, as we were saying all along, and I tend to agree. But I did watch portions of the debate from, I think it was last night. WMUR had another debate at St. Anselm's College here in New Hampshire, and this is our week in New Hampshire. One week every 4 years, it gets whipped up. And I was out holding a sign for Ron Paul in the 101 circle here in Keene, New Hampshire, and waved at some folks and had overwhelmingly good response, which I consider a good thing. I wouldn't have gone out there if I didn't think it was a good thing. And so I'm hopeful for Ron's results here, you know, to have good results in the primary. But one thing about this debate last night that I thought was very interesting was a portion of it where Ron Paul is talking to Newt Gingrich about foreign... I guess they're talking about each other, near each other. So they're talking about foreign policy.
Yeah, that tone... There was one debate that I saw with the highlights where the moderator essentially asked Ron Paul a question about, like, basically, why do you think Newt Gingrich is a hypocrite? And he answered it right in front of Newt Gingrich, and it was like they weren't talking with each other.
Yeah.
It's just a little funny.
So that
happened again, I take it.
There's no doubt. We'll come back and we'll talk about it a little bit more. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving an e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453, the single toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
Live Sunday edition. I got to keep mentioning that because nobody expects to hear a live radio program on
Sunday.
And they
didn't for the first few minutes. Yeah, but it's true.
The people on the feed heard us bumping around going, oh, what's going on? But, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it is unusual in the talk radio world to have a live program on Sunday nights. And, you know, Free Talk Live not only is live every single night of the week, but also has archives available for free on the website. And I think that's pretty darn unique.
If our little technical difficulties earlier in the show had got you so worried that you started smoking, here's a way to quit.
Oh, great segue, Mark.
Do you think that's a good segue?
It was wonderful.
Vaporsmiths.com makes one of the best e-cigarettes on the market today, and it's one of the best made, has a big booster in it that makes it so that you get a much larger pull of vapor, and you can get it completely free from Vaporsmiths.com. All you have to do is go over there, purchase 40 cartomizers, you'll get free shipping and a free starter kit. Go to Vaporsmiths.com, use coupon code FTL, when you order the 40 cartomizers, and you'll get the free starter kit. Also, you can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It's vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. We got lots of flavors, all kinds of different flavors, fast shipping, and it's significantly better for you than smoking. You know, and I used to smoke. I know how hard this stuff is. Try this, and maybe you'll just choose to smoke fewer cigarettes and spend less time out by the dumpster in the rain. It was where smokers seem to be relegated these days. It's vaporsmiths.com, coupon code FTL 855 to get vapor. So I'm going to try something that I haven't tried before, which is playing an audio clip, Stephanie, and we'll see how this goes.
It's pretty advanced.
Yeah, well, it should be relatively easy. I'm just going to click this thing, and we'll see how it goes. But this is of Newt Gingrich during the debate of Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul sort of sparring it out over service. And I think that I don't know if you'll get as excited about this as I did, but I just felt like Gingrich got pwned in this one.
Father was, in fact, serving in Vietnam in the Mekong Delta at the time he's referring to. I think I have a pretty good idea of what it's like as a family to worry about your father getting killed, and I personally resent the kind of comments and aspersions he routinely makes without accurate information and then just slurs people with.
I need one quick follow-up. When I was drafting, I was married and had two kids, and I went.
I wasn't eligible for the draft.
Now, he's saying he wasn't eligible for the draft, but he has previously, as I understand it, said that he had actually gotten deferments and explained his deferments and that sort of thing. He got deferments because he was married and had kids. Ron Paul didn't. Chose not to take the deferments or whatever. Now, I don't think that military service is really...
It's kind of too bad that people are just so clapping for the fact that, you know, Ron Paul was taken away from his family against his choice.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really think that's something to
especially
be
for the Vietnam
happy
War.
About.
I mean, you know, I'm not saying that people didn't conduct themselves in valorous fashion over there, but I do think that most people would tell you that at this point that the Vietnam War was not a good idea as far as U.S. Foreign policy. And it really doesn't. I guess that's an argumentum ad populum, which is, you know, what most people would say.
I mean, people always find a way to discredit what Ron Paul says, but he does have this, like, experience that a lot of people would say, you know, you can only say these things if you're a veteran.
Right. And
I mean, I could see why he would be anti-war, for sure.
Right. And, it seems like if you're going to send people off to fight and die, that I could see why people would want you to have the experience in that area. Because up there on the stage, as I understand it, I think it's Perry, whose campaign is essentially kerflooey. Have you heard about what happened with him?
He went home to consider things or something?
And then decided that, he was going to continue with it. And this is basically the Ross Perot stunt. It didn't work for Ross Perot, who probably had a chance of being one of the first independently elected presidents of the United States of America, but for whatever reason he stopped and then started again, and that's not going to go anywhere with the Perry campaign either. At this point, Perry's just in to draw votes from other candidates, and I don't know how many of them are being drawn from Ron Paul, but as the case may be, the rest of these guys that seem to be so ready to run off and start wars with, say, Iran and other foreign countries haven't been in the military and don't have any kind of experience in that area. And I just felt like, that really Gingrich got pwned in that area. If you want to see the whole video, it's about 3.5 minutes. You can go see Ron Paul absolutely destroys Chicken Hawk Gingrich in New Hampshire debate. And I...
I think it's always more effective if you're going to criticize somebody to criticize like their ideas and say why you disagree with their ideas instead of just saying, well, that guy's a jerk. I resent his comments or whatever, and I would have like, that just seems to fit in really well with the whole paradigm of politics and especially what goes on in these debates. It's a lot of like ad hominems. This guy's a hypocrite. This guy's a liar. This guy cheats on his wife. It's all, ad hominem attacks when it's like really, I think Ron Paul is probably the only person who actually talks about ideas more than the other ones,
Right, and great men talk about ideas as great people, I should say,
sure.
Talk about ideas, and
thanks.
I think that I think men means both sexes, frankly, and that's that usage, but... I think that Ron Paul really came into his own in that debate. When I saw him, he was performing very, very well. WMUR's Pendle apparently feels the same way. Here are some ratings from the debate. Romney A. Gingrich, A.
Of course. What are they, back in grade school? They're giving him a grade,
yeah,
really?
Give him something, right?
Oh, my. Wow, that's...
It's just, I mean, if it would have been different, it was five stars. What, like, are they in the movie theater?
Like, they care what grade they got from the New Hampshire newspaper. I mean, really.
I think it's really important right now.
Oh, it shouldn't be.
Well,
it's just...
WMAR is a big mover.
When was the last time you got a grade, Mark?
It's...
Why don't you give him a gold star?
Fine. Would it make a difference if it was A's or blue, gold, blue stars, silver stars, bronze stars?
It's just such a silly game, and it really just pains me.
I know what you're saying. I mean, politics is an ugly, ugly game. Paul got an A as far as he's concerned here. Now, I would think it's interesting that you know, to me, Gingrich got destroyed so much in this exchange, but Gingrich still got an A. And apparently, this Dave...
So wait, they gave everybody an A?
No.
So did anybody not get an A? Because it sounds like all
Huntsman.
The... Okay.
Santorum, C minus.
Oh.
Huntsman got a C. Perry got an F. So, you know.
Wow. But a lot of people got A's, and when a lot of people get A's, aren't they kind of diluted? Diluted,
well,
not
I think
diluted.
Well, I think that three people got A's, and at this point... When you're talking about six people on the stage, it sort of matters.
So half of them
Gingrich,
got A's.
Gingrich lost horribly in Iowa.
Some great inflation going on there.
None of this matters in and of itself, Stephanie. All in the picture, right? And, you know,
just,
make fun
I'm
all you
making,
want. There's going to be a killer in chief that is elected
well, yes,
in November,
and
right?
And that's not funny.
Right?
Yeah, that's not funny.
And that's how I take this seriously, because that guy is, there's going to be a person there that's going to be using that office, which has a monopoly privilege on violence in it. I'm concerned as to who it's going to be. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 2-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453, SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in on the live Sunday edition here on Free Talk Live.
And Mark always gets the last word.
Welcome to my world. That's what it's like.
Too bad they can't hear what goes on during the breaks, the kind of shenanigans.
So many wish they could.
Yes.
8-5 is just fooling with about you over your belching. 855-450-3733.
Hey, if your digestive tract's not moving, you're going to die.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's very important.
Belching. Like, there's certainly a time and a place for it, right? But I feel like people get a little too pent up about, pent up gastric, released gastric gases.
That was a good pun, yeah.
Yeah. And
you've done worse in the studio before.
Oh, yes, it all goes around.
I'm not trying to embarrass you here. We all do it.
We do.
We all have bodies.
Do it well. Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment or barter currency, and it looks like there's some volatility in the gold and silver markets right now, and it may be a really good time to get in. A lot of experts are predicting that things are going to go up in the metals market. We've teamed up with Midas Resources, who is sister company with our syndicate, and we've got some really great rates for you, gold.freetalklive.com. You can go over there, check out the coins and pieces that we have that will get gold and silver into your hands. It's gold.freetalklive.com. I've ordered from Midas on multiple occasions and always had great results. As far as I've ever heard, folks have gotten their metals in timely fashion and they're happy with their prices. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Go check it out. Let's go to...
We have a call.
We do. Larry in Arkansas wants to talk about the debate. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, hey. I want to ask a question because this is a repeater. I had heard that, and this is all going to tie into the race here.
Okay.
That the Mormon Church had financed a Las Vegas hotel, a very well-known one, a big one.
Wow, sounds unlikely for them, but okay.
I don't know about that.
But that was on one of the talk shows.
All right, I'll take it.
Okay, so this is when my mind gets to clicking when I see today that Newt Gingrich got $5 million donation from a billionaire in Las Vegas.
Well, there are lots of people in Las Vegas, right?
I know, but my mind works how it works.
So, tell us more about,
okay.
about that. Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, you know, Santorum and Gingrich are kind of jumping on Paul and Romney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Romney.
And that's because they're the front runners. You know, I mean, that's
yeah.
It's,
but I mean,
it's not good when Santorum gets on you.
So anyway, so what I'm getting at is, so if he gives $5 million to Gingrich, Gingrich is gonna he can pass that on to Santorum if he drops out, right?
I don't know how that works.
Okay.
I have no idea how that works.
Okay. Well, anyway, what I'm getting at is one of them's a Mormon, one of them's a Christian. Mm-hmm. They might be a battle going out in Vegas between different people for, you know, something going on in Vegas. I just thought it was interesting that it could be coincidental, but...
Well, it's one thing that's certainly, you know, one thing's certainly true is that it's the money behind these folks that that drives them, that gives them their impetus and their motivation. I don't, you know, we could speculate all night, and it's hard to say who's going to do what. But
there's so many sketchy political deals that come out, and you know, the thing that I find really egregious, I think, is that a lot of the biggest corporations in the U.S. will just give money to any candidate, no matter who it is, no matter what their idea is, just simply because they want to have them in their pocket, you know, to have them owe them a favor or feel like they do, right?
And Goldman Sachs, a huge financer of the Romney campaign, along with lots of other, you know, big banking organizations. And that scares me. After the situation with the TARP bailout, where these banks essentially, you know, for their mistakes, you know, it's governmental mistakes too, they got bailed out to the tune of billions of dollars by the little guy. And
they backed Obama when he was running.
Sure.
Yeah, they don't really
care which party.
Standards.
Yeah, they don't care which party. They just want to make sure whoever gets in there shows favoritism to the international bankers and probably the international corporations. And
it's all about the money, Larry. It certainly is.
Yeah.
It's disappointing to me that it's like that.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. You can call into Free Talk Live. Talk about what you want to talk about.
But at this point, it's like if you are a big company and you don't do this whole game where you just give money to all these politicians,
your
then you're going to...
competition's going to get you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really like a climate where that's encouraged. You know, I'm not saying that the corporations are not like responsible for what they do, but it certainly is incentivized by, and to some extent, they're reacting to those incentives.
It's like a game of leapfrog between the money and the power, and they just keep moving further and further, you know, into your life, into your rights, and into your pocket.
And not only that, but have you ever heard of the term revolving door? The revolving door, Mark?
I've heard it used in lots of different areas.
Especially when you talk about finance and like this, you know, stock trading world and stuff, and there are a lot of people who are in the banking and finance industry who later go and take jobs in government, and then they go back to the industry and they kind of circulate around. That's where the term revolving door. It happens in the FDA, also in the pharmaceutical companies.
A lot of these, the agencies that regulate these areas, and honestly, you have to have if you're going to regulate, you have to have experts to regulate, and the experts are the people that have worked in the industry in a lot of cases. So you've got this real problem. I mean, how are you going to expect people in the industry not to show favoritism towards employers or favoritism towards the other guy if they dislike their old employer? And, you know, just this back and forth thing goes, and everybody thinks that their area is the most important. So, of course, they, you know, they make sure the money goes that direction. And it's just all one big back-scratching circle that screws.
Back-scratching is a nice way to put it, yeah.
Screws the little guy. You know, the little guy who doesn't have a lobbyist out there is the one that's got to pay for it all. And, you know, I think here the last decade here in the United States, we've tried Republicans from 2000 to 2006. We had all Republicans in the House, the Senate, and the White House. From 2008 to 2010, it was Democrats in the House, the Senate, and the White House. I mean, we've had all Republicans and all Democrats in the last decade. And to think that you're going to get something different by trying the same old politicians.
Right. So many people still support the system and think that there can be meaningful change coming from politics, and that the historical track record has not shown that to be the case.
I think that there's a lot of times the meaningful change that has come around, for instance, slavery is illegal now, has come through politics. Now, I'm not saying that it started that way. I mean, certainly the Quakers.
There is an important element of social change, too, and
absolutely.
Just changing attitudes.
Absolutely.
I mean,
And
I don't think slavery would have become illegal if people hadn't started to, you know, the abolitionist movement hadn't mm-hmm. started up, you know, and that was a lot about changing people's minds and ideas.
It certainly was. It took a long time to get that done. It took more than 100 years of people. I don't know about the abolitionist movement prior to the 17th century, but I'm sure there was somebody out there talking about how this isn't just.
And in other places there were, there was slavery that was occurring in other countries around the same time period in the world, and some other places got rid of slavery without having wars.
Yeah, that was in the 19th century here in the United States. And I think we're the only place in sort of the Western world that got rid of chattel slavery through a conflict rather than just kind of getting it undone.
Yeah.
The rest of these places managed to get slavery undone without a conflict that rent the nation. And killed more people. That war killed more Americans than any other war.
Oh, they didn't have antibiotics back then or painkillers.
And you point out rightly that more of them died off the battlefield than on.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about what you want to talk about.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Take a toll-free call in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in, bring up whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about the, well, the Republicans and their little run here for to see who's going to be their chief guy that they're going to put up against Obama. And, you know, it's... It could be discouraging to watch some of this stuff because,
yes,
you know, my favorite guy is not what I would call perfect. And
sure,
that seems to be what politics is about. It's like picking the lesser of two evils. It seems to be the what they always end up doing.
It does seem very common that people end up compromising their principles. Even if they start out from a place where they're like, well, I'm not going to compromise, they inevitably end up that way.
And... you know, being an advocate of liberty, you know, human freedom, peace, and personal responsibility, I knew that politics wasn't the answer for me in Florida. And mm-hmm. I picked up and moved my life and my family, my
but
stuff.
It is the answer for you in New Hampshire?
Well, it's more effective here. trying to vote for libertarians in Florida, not really effective thing.
Sure, yeah. I can picture that. Sure.
Whereas here in New Hampshire, there are somewhere between 12 and 15 Free State Project members in the House, the New Hampshire House, and a full more than quarter, I think it's like a full-on third, are people that have been rated by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance as to be their A rating, which is like 80% and above. I can't say that 80%ers make me just flip over backwards excited, but I sure do like those 99 guys.
We are the 99%, Mark.
So, and about the Free State Project,
you
can come to the Free State Project Liberty Forum here in February. It's next month, and I think you need to get your tickets right away and check out what's going on in New Hampshire.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. If you've been holding off on getting your tickets, it's a good time to do it now.
Stop and holding off!
Yeah, it's like 7 weeks away, or maybe even less, maybe like more like 6 weeks now at this point. And if you want, you can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and sign up with coupon code FTL2012. It's going to be really
10%
cool.
10% off.
Yeah, 10% off. That's pretty significant. And, you know, you can make some plans to share a hotel room with a friend.
You can cut down the cost that way. And it's already a very inexpensive convention. As conventions go, they try to get the best names and get them at the best rates because they want it.
It's very reasonable.
It's about bodies. It's about the people that come, and if you make it too expensive, the people won't come. So,
and there is also there are different options for your ticket that you can get. One of them includes food and the other one doesn't.
Yes.
Right. And so of course there's a lot of restaurants in the Nashua area.
Or you can go to the grocery store, which is just around the corner from the hotel.
Sure.
Grab some groceries. You know, my wife has a particular diet that she eats, and whatever mm-hmm. they're going to serve is not going to fit it. So, you know, she's going to have giant salads.
Lots of, you know, I noticed that's a kind of a theme with libertarians, as they, a lot of them follow sort of maybe unconventional diets. Or
they are peculiar people.
But that's, you know, that's, I think, a great thing when the conventional diet is not very beneficial in terms of long-term health, I would say. But, you know, for me, Mark, Liberty Forum is all about meeting people and socializing. I'm definitely going to be there, maybe help out with Free Talk Live. I don't know if we'll be broadcasting from there. We'll probably be back in Keene at that point, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
Sunday,
see how it goes.
Weekend.
But we'll, you know, certainly we have in mind of doing a live show with Free Talk Live. That's what we do is live programming, and you know, we're I don't know how long it's been unbroken that there's been a live Free Talk Live program every evening, but it's been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of days. So right. I think it's been more than a year. I would have to ask Ian on that one, or who's one of our.
Yes, I would say like a year and a half. I think since the Sunday show started. It used to be six nights a week.
That's true.
Then it was a Sunday internet-only show.
Yeah.
And then it was us on Sunday, which is beyond the internet. It's radio, too.
That's right. Free Talk Live saw an opening in the marketplace, which is live programming on Sunday evening, and decided to hop into it. And, you know, I split up my normal schedule had been Monday through Saturday, and I decided to move it to Tuesday through Sunday, and then my co-host Ian is doing, of course, Monday through Saturday again. That way we have a main host on every night and brought you on. And it's been working out swimmingly. We have lots and lots of affiliates, and we're on XM, and things are just going great, as good as we had ever hoped for Free Talk Live.
It's a win-win for us and our listeners, I would say. I hope, anyway.
At the very least, they're getting live programming and not listening to something that's, you know, one of those Republican guys just, you know, recorded and talking over.
And they can call us. That's the best part.
That's right. If you disagree with the things that we say, you can call in and talk to us at 855-450-3733. If you agree, you can call too. And, Stephanie, you've got a story on bitcoins. We talk about bitcoins a lot on Free Talk Live. I'm excited about them. I think it's a currency that could very well change the world.
So, just a little bit of background information, first of all. Bitcoins are, essentially, they're a peer-to-peer anonymous digital currency. So all the transactions that are done, there's a Bitcoin network, and I hope I'm not completely botching this up because I just got the Bitcoin bug, and I've been like reading a lot about them and trying to educate myself, but I don't have a background in computer science, okay? So if I screw any of this up, feel free to correct me. But I think I have the basic gist of it, right?
The basic stuff is that we use coins.org.
Yeah, there's a video you can watch there.
Yep.
And also there's the Bitcoin Wiki, and Bitcoin.org is another site to learn about them.
Oh, there's no stopping learning about Bitcoins, but there is starting. And it's starting, perhaps, as we use coins.org.
Well, and actually, I really have to say, I resisted learning about Bitcoins for a long time, even though I had heard of them and thought it sounded like a cool concept, because I just thought that the information would be too technical for me to understand. Mm-hmm. But I was really kind of selling myself short and underestimating my ability to understand it.
I don't know how a car works, but I use it. And in the same way,
you know
Bitcoin.
The basics, though, right?
I know the basics.
Yeah. So
I know the basics of Bitcoins.
Yeah. So basically, there's a network made of a bunch of connections among peers, and transactions in bitcoins, which are pieces of electronic information, take place on this network.
Counterfeitable electronic information.
Yeah, they're secure, right? And you can, you know, you can transfer them between addresses, Bitcoin addresses, right? And those can
be
anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way to send basically something that's like cash anonymously on the internet. It's all digital.
Currency is probably the best way to describe it. I mean, it's something that people exchange for goods and services.
Yeah, and they do actually say in their wiki that they like discourage people from, like, there are they can be broken up, right? So there's a Bitcoin, there's like a micro bit or micro Bitcoin or something, and a millibit, and there is like a cent of Bitcoin, like a hundredth of a Bitcoin,
okay.
But they discourage you from saying bit cent because it sounds too much like a cent in, you know, U.S. currency or language or whatever, like the government currency.
I see.
They want to avoid any connotation of government currency, so they make up these words that don't sound anything like it.
Gotcha.
So anyway, Bitcoins are pretty cool. I've been excited about them recently. But, you know, I've seen a number of things over the past couple of days among some of my friends who are interested in Bitcoins as well. And so now there are restaurants and there are food, grocery stores and places you can buy food.
Grocery stores?
Yes, that will accept Bitcoins.
Where?
On the internet and physical ones, as I understand it. And especially, this is cool with restaurants, people have these mobile wallet applications on their smartphones, so they can store Bitcoins, the information that encodes Bitcoins on their smartphones, and then a restaurant can generate something called a QR code. Now, a QR code looks kind of like a barcode, except it's
that funny
square
thing
with squares in the corners.
Yeah.
So your phone
see them all over the place, and they're for smartphones to look at and find
stuff. The smartphone can take, like, essentially use the camera piece of it to look at the QR code and then interpret that and turn that into something, whether it's a URL or it's something else. In this
and
case,
this is a relatively easy piece of technology to use. I've used it.
Yep. You just have to have an application called a QR reader on your phone. And
they're free.
So what a restaurant can do is encode a custom QR code that someone can scan with their smartphone, and it will say the price of the meal or the food in bitcoins and then the address to send it to.
What about tip?
They can probably put that in themselves, I would imagine.
I hope so.
Yeah, and so then they just use their mobile wallet application to send bitcoins, and it's all done with their phone. Like, they don't need to carry anything except their phone, and I think that's really cool. So that's a way you can get food with bitcoins
and eliminate your wallet and all that annoying stuff that you have to carry in your pockets. I mean, as a guy, there are guys out there that carry merces, but man purse.
Is that like a male purse?
That's a man purse, yeah. And there are guys out there that carry merces. I am not one of them. I think that there are a few of them, and I think there's no problem with carrying your gear in a bag, but
men already have one bag to carry around, and they don't need another one.
So my pockets get full, and it's uncomfortable a lot of times to sit down. Your pants will bind, and your keys are getting shoved up against your thigh. It's not comfortable. So it's elimination of more things that you don't need. If you're going someplace where you can just spend bitcoins, you don't have to carry your wallet with you. Of course, you need that driver's license, because if you get pulled over with a guy with the gumballs on the top of his car, he's going to want to see it.
So there's that, but there's also more, and I'm going to tell you how it is now possible to live entirely off of bitcoins.
That's what I want to hear. 855-450-3733. Your calls in the next hour. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Make sure your battery is ready to take you into the new year. Get your car battery tested today at AutoZone for free to see how strong it is. And if you need a new one, only AutoZone has proven tough Duralast batteries with patented technologies, so they're dependable even in the harshest conditions. Don't get stranded. Get to AutoZone today for your free battery test or a new Duralast battery. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.